Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, is Mary the Mother of God? Is Mary the God-bearer? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be bringing a message from Genesis 39 titled, The Power of a Faithful Life. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of John, chapters 12 and 13. The men's Bible study will meet here Thursday, September 10th at 7 p.m. Please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions or want any information regarding the Bible men's Bible study. We will have our quarterly business meeting. This will be next Sunday, September 13th, directly following the morning worship service, and we do encourage you to attend if you're able. The baptism, we're going to have a baptism on Sunday, October 11th. And if you have any questions or thoughts about that yourself, please see Pastor Otero. Please refer to the bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and next, and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 145, verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 44, How Can It Be That I Should Gain?
Good morning, everyone. I trust the Lord has done something wonderful in your life this week. We all got up this morning, right? That's a miracle in and of itself. Why don't we all turn to number 44 and sing about the amazing love of Jesus. Let's sing the first and the third stanzas. Pain. to hymn number 106, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. We'll sing the first and the third. Turn to our last hymn, number 450. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Let's all rise and sing verses 1 and 3.
Please remain standing for prayer as we open our morning worship service. We are glad you are here. A lot of people may be on the freeways or visiting someone, but we are here and we're going to praise the Lord together. Our Heavenly Father, we come simply to worship you today. Touch us these days, O Lord, sinners that we are, that we might become your saints, your body, your children, your church. For this temple of your spirit is built not upon our own abilities, knowledge, or restorative skills, but is built upon you. May the presence of your spirit enable us to understand your work at Calvary. And may the power of your spirit help us to be living witness of your work in our hearts. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus tell us in Matthew 18:19, again I say unto you that if two or three agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them and my Father in heaven. And so, Father, we pray for those people who are sick in our congregation, for those foreseeing surgery in the near future. Let us remember Ann Peretto, Jerry Calamar, Donald McDowell, Marcus Zion Many, Joshua Yalday, Dwight Forsee, Maida Kahn, Jeff Swart, and his wife Mary. And then, Father, the urgency last night, George Paretti, the husband of Martha Paretti, one of our missionaries and Raquel's sister, he's in very critical condition in the hospital, and we pray for him. Oh God, we trust in your power. And so we pray for those seeking work, for those who start college, and for those returning to college, that your peace, strength, and direction be upon their life as they face a new challenge in their life. We pray that our missionaries will have boldness and strength for their ministry and for their supply as they face challenging works for their future. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Jose and Diane Avila, the Informed Choice, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis, as they wrap up their visit to Uganda. And Lord, I just had a visit with Ignacio Parra, and show me the pictures of the land that we, our church, finished to pay in Bacharach, Mexico. And now 9 men went over there and put the foundation of a big, large building. And so, Lord, we have sent supply for the people, clothing, and all has been handled one by one to the homes there in the city of Bacharach. Lord, thank you for the authorities who let three trucks load of clothing coming in. Thank you for those men, 9 Mexican men and some Americans that went and worked so hard to make that building a reality. So Lord, thank you for our church who is willing to share and to give so that others may hear the gospel. Now as we worship you with our offerings, we are thankful for your provision, and at the same time, we are thankful for your people at Bethel who support us so faithfully. So we pray, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Is going to speak to you for a moment.
Good morning. We just want to mention, you know, the end of the month potluck is coming up. So we're also having our anniversary. So those are really one after the other. So we will be having, for this potluck, it's going to be just a continental breakfast to make it easy on everybody. And that weekend, we also have Informed Choices here with us. So afterwards, if you have any questions for what they do, they would be, you know, we could listen to them, ask questions, listen to what they do. But it will only be a continental breakfast. So we just want to make sure, you know, it's not going to be like we usually, I know we're so blessed by having all the food at the end of the potluck. So if you see that, and there's going to be a sign-up list in the back. It's in the white one. For the anniversary, which is the following weekend, we're going to have a country theme anniversary, and it's going to be here at the church, and that's going to be your fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and all that good stuff, okay? So that is going to be this blue one. So this is the breakfast. If you guys would like to sign up for the Continental, and this is for the anniversary. If you have any questions, I know sometimes you know have questions on anything or, you know, the dates and I confuse you as I'm up here, please contact, it would be Karen Kruger. And everybody, I know I was going to, everybody knows Karen. And then we have Mary Tomlinson, everybody knows Mary. And then we also have Thelma, but I don't think she's here.
She's not here.
Okay. And of course, everybody knows Mrs. Otero. So if anybody, and you know how she's always busy, so please contact anybody or come to me. And if I don't have an answer, I'll just go ahead and send you to them. So all the signups are going to be in the back if you have any questions for that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Would you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, Please turn to page 1105. We will be reading Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word. We are blessed to be living in a time in which the scriptures are complete, and we can see both the prophetic foretelling of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and also the reality of his advent and his wonderful works. We can even read the glorious events which still lie ahead. Knowing your promises cannot fail, our trust and confidence is in your word. And with the Apostle Paul, we reach forward to those things which are ahead and press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. We love you, Lord, and thank you for loving us while we were yet sinners, paying the penalty for our sins on the cross. And we pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to explain your word from his study of the scriptures. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, that we might conduct our lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.